Oh, hey there, folks. I'm Dave Holmes. Welcome to Troubled Waters, the show that treats popular culture like the most important kind of culture because it could potentially be the kind that bums you out the least. On Troubled Waters, two teams of comedians will compete in a pop culture battle royale. To win this battle, each team will be called upon to use their smarts, their rhetorical skills, their charisma, maybe the college degrees that they're still paying off, to earn the coveted Troubled Waters title Pundit Emeritus. We only have a few of these out in the world.
Ooh.
There are medals that you will get someday, maybe. The Pundit Emeritus title automatically gives a person's opinion on, let's say, The Bachelor's mom, more weight than a civilian's. So let's get into it.
Woo! Yeah.
You're listening to Troubled Waters. This is our special Max Fun Drive episode of Troubled Waters, so we thought we would get some of our favorite hosts from the Max Fun family to play against each other.
Whoa. Oh,
yeah.
What? The first contestant is... Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys, it's a contest. There. Okay, listener, there may be a lot of screaming in this episode.
Yeah.
We all have a lot of pent-up angst and energy.
Yep.
We're recording it on the, 12th, right? Who knows what kind of world this episode is going to drop into the middle of?
A lonely world.
We literally have no idea what awaits us.
This
right
might
now.
Be the last time we can gather with people in a room.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
yes.
really might be true.
I can't believe
after this drops, we'll all have seen Bloodshot starring Vin Diesel.
I mean, you say that now.
Right now.
You say that now. That
we were
voice that you
about
just heard
that off mic, and I brought it into the show.
Oh,
that's right.
It
it's a callback, listener, to something you didn't hear at all.
Guys, that's why you have to attend the live tapings.
Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So that voice doing that callback is a comedian and writer and a host of Jordan Jesse Go here on Max Fun. It's Jordan Morris. Hi, Jordan Morris.
Hey.
Hi, Dave. Great to be here. Great to be back.
How are you feeling right now?
I am feeling good. I will say that although I have been on ostensibly this show, I have not been on since the format change.
Oh, so this is your first. This is
so
your Troubled
Waters. I don't know if
stadium.
I have an advantage or not.
Where are the Brits?
I don't know.
That's
no Brits.
No. That's good. I don't need somebody to tell me I should drink warm beer. That's how it's supposed to be served. I don't need that.
They don't really do that.
Yeah, they do. They do their beer
they
warm.
Really
they don't like cold
I was just
drinks.
There. And no, they don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, every
I had nice cold ones.
Man,
I'm glad he's not on my
well,
team.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad I convinced them otherwise with my years of complaining.
Our second contestant is the Troubled Waters favorite. He hosts Go Fact Yourself. Also here on Maximum Fun. Also might be doing some shows this weekend. Also
we'll see.
Might not.
We don't know.
We'll find out. J. Keith Van Stratton.
Hey, everybody.
How are you?
I'm incredibly anxious, but otherwise very well.
Good. Yeah.
I'm kind of in Schrodinger's podcast.
Yeah.
Because we both are and are not having tapings this weekend. We don't know. By the time this drops, we'll find
Jesus
out.
Jesus Christ. Mm. It's really weird.
But I'm glad to be able to commiserate with people because you're one of the few people who are in a similar situation that I'm in, trying to do the right thing and trying to, you know, make show business.
I have a show possibly on Friday the 13th.
Right.
By the time this drops, we'll know whether we did it or not. We're all trying to decide. Nobody knows what the hell to do.
Nobody knows. Enjoy the uncertainty.
Christ almighty.
Or drink
beer.
Warm beer.
That is, I'm going to stock up on some of that. Our third contestant is an International Waters alumna. She hosts One Bad Mother, which funnily enough is also here on Maximum Fun. Her child is out of school for the foreseeable future. Her name is Biz Ellis.
Yay!
How are you?
Well, on the way here to
you
record.
You got your galoshes on?
I do have my galoshes. I used to live where there was weather, and it's raining here today, and I'm sure just washing away any effects of the virus.
Yeah.
But my husband called me on my way here to announce that our school had officially closed until mid-April. So no matter how many canned goods I have stored already, I am not prepared for spending a great deal of time with my children.
What's what are your children's favorite canned foods?
Well, one's a picky eater, so nothing.
Sure.
And the other one is Nutella.
Okay.
So
in a can.
I'm with the other one.
I got no Nutella. I did not stock up on Nutella. So again,
well, not yet.
Lord of the Flies.
Okay.
Yep.
It's all very strange.
Oh, it is.
Our final contestant hosts Can I Pet Your Dog? And will you look at that? It's also on Maximum Fun. Alexis Preston, hello.
Hello.
Yay. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I want to bring it back to Vin Diesel.
Yeah, obviously. Please.
Right, of course. My secret dream is to direct the film that, like, breaks him as a hard-hitting old man actor. I think he has got such sad eyes.
He does.
I can't wait to use those.
You know, he broke
those,
out.
Where are those Max von Sydow roles going to go now?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right to Vin.
Exactly.
Right to Vin.
To Vin von Diesel.
Yeah. You know, he started out kind of serious, multifacial and stuff.
Yeah.
And then things took a turn.
Yeah. And now he's just a wet steak in a tank top.
Yes, he is.
Wet.
Vroom,
yeah.
Vroom.
Always wet. Why is he? He's always a little damp.
Always
glistening.
A little bit
glistening.
That's there.
I'd like to see him in something where he cares about family.
I think this is all good down the line for
sure.
Ben.
Mm.
I think we should ease him into it. What if, just in the next movie, his shirt has sleeves?
Oh my God.
And we just start there and then we can work up to the
all the way down to the wrist.
Is he playing?
No.
Is he playing a doctor in this situation? So he's got sleeves to like mid like up the above the elbow, whatever that part of your body's called.
Yeah.
But he's clearly a doctor because it's a more serious role. Needing to be in something serious?
Yeah, Dr. Sure. Face Punch.
Well, I'm obsessed.
Nice.
I didn't go
that.
To 8 years of face punch in medical school.
Or whatever it is. That doesn't sound like him. But that's fine. That's fine. You tried. Now that we've introduced all our players, it is time to learn about the hot takes they have selected and why. Jordan and Alexis, you are team number one. Lay it on me.
Well, here's what I was thinking about.
Yes.
And let me pose it to the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is aggressively not topical.
Okay.
Oh.
Aggressively not topical.
Okay.
Topical is freaky. So
do you guys remember the second Jurassic Park movie? Jurassic Park, colon, Lost World.
Yes.
When it came out, I was a cranky young man,
mm-hmm.
and I joined in a lot of cranky young man kvetching about a scene in Jurassic Park 2 where Jeff Goldblum's daughter, who's a noted gymnast, does a bunch of gymnastics and kicks a raptor out a window.
Sure.
Uh-huh. A raptor out the window?
A raptor.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah. Not a biblical plane.
Raptor.
Yeah, okay.
Very different Jurassic Park movie.
The raptor can open doors.
Oh, yeah. They hunted packs. And I caught a glimpse of Jurassic Park 2 on the TV the other day.
Yes.
That scene came up. God damn, it fucking ruled.
Really?
The girl does gymnastics and kicks a raptor out of... What more do you want in a movie?
So what's the take?
So the take is... That scene in Jurassic Park 2 is pretty cool.
Okay.
And maybe me and the other kvetchy straight white guys need to reassess some of these things we complained about in the past.
Because
maybe we were just being a-holes for no reason.
Mm. Alexis, are you with this or?
My pitch was just chicken pox.
Oh.
Just
explain.
Well, what a good little virus. You get it when you're a kid,
yep.
You're a little itchy, you get to eat whatever you want, and then it's gone forever.
Yeah. There's a vaccine.
There's a vaccine now.
You get ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I think it's like, chicken pox when you're a kid, but it's the only virus I can think of that, like, when you're a kid, parents try and get. Like, when they're like, okay, go. So that was my pitch.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like this.
Versus raptors.
Coming soon to Sci-Fi Network.
Yeah.
Starring, let's say...
Vin Diesel with sleeves.
Oh, I was going to say Dean Cain.
Oh, that would probably be a Dean Cain kind of joint. You're right.
Would a Brian Austin Green go there?
He would absolutely.
He would actually.
He would absolutely.
Chicken pox or raptors?
Let's do pox. I love it.
Pox?
Great. And I also, that scene from The Lost World where Julianne Moore is like on the windshield and it starts to crack around her. Very, very suspenseful.
Yeah.
Very tense.
She ain't a perfect movie, but there's a ton of thrills in it.
Yeah.
Let's revisit Jurassic Park 2.
A young Vince Vaughn at a crossroads.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like, maybe I should get puffy and swollen.
Yeah.
After this movie.
Yeah. Should I play Han Solo types for the rest of my life? Or should I drink?
Yes. Should I have permanent gin blossoms and a swollen face?
Yeah. Should I store whiskey in my cheeks
like
and
a
neck
hamster.
for the winter months. All right, Biz,
yes.
Jay Keith.
I'm going to go with another reevaluation of a beloved movie. I recently rewatched the movie Big.
Yeah,
the movie Big, which everybody loves.
With me for Tom Hanks.
With what?
Did you watch Chet Hayes?
Yes. Hey guys, yo. So my parents have coronavirus.
I'm like Tom Hanks like this. Can't you just put on a shirt?
Just
a shirt.
You're at home.
You're talking
home.
For on behalf of like just parents everywhere.
I'm sorry,
like,
his shirt was quarantined.
Okay.
He's at home where his clothes is. So you would think that he'd be able to. But did you see him at the Golden Globes?
I did see that clip.
He's massive.
Chet Hayes, big ups.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
Big up the whole island massive. It's your boy Chetana coming straight from that Golden Globes, you know what I'm saying? Me see me father Tom Hanks presenting in a while soon for what come. Big up, tune in.
Well, speaking of racist, I was watching Big, and though most of the movie takes place in New York City, there is only one person of color in New York City who has more than one line, as far as I could tell, in the entire movie. And I found that fact that that had not been mentioned before in any way that I could find on the internet interesting and kind of troubling. I think says, you know, I mean, I know we don't go to Penny Marshall for gritty, you know, realistic diversity.
So you're playing on behalf of canceling Big? Dragging Big?
Are you turning on Tom Hanks?
What's your take here that we need to remake?
Drag him, King! Yes!
Do we need to go back and colorize,
well,
so to speak?
Well, how about this is my take? Hey, I'm desperate for a take, and here's something I noticed recently. Wow.
This actually plays
Big
in
is
really
bad.
Well
yeah.
for me wanting to actually support Tom Hanks as my take, because I know everybody already loves Tom Hanks, but as what I am considering the catalyst for the United States to officially take the coronavirus seriously and possibly make us all question who we are and how we are operating in the world, and is anything okay, there could be a shift. There could be a shift on Tom.
Yeah.
And so I am here to defend him. Though, now I kind of want to defend his son, who's just like, fuck you, dad and mom.
Here's the deal. Son of his is fucking hot. I wish he wasn't. But he has got that sort of Midwestern mall weed dealer kind of an effect.
Sure, she's covered in some bad tattoos.
If he was a carny operating a fair, I would go on that ride multiple times.
Yes.
So I'm now actually, that's who I'm. My hot take is for him.
Is for Chet Hayes.
And pro Chet Hayes.
And I like that on his Instagram, which I have never looked at in my life until today, he does Hanks with an X.
With an X.
Because he is making a statement.
Yeah. His father does that, too. He signs off.
Does Hanks?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, like those period underwear.
Yeah.
No, what period underwear?
Yeah, aren't they?
Oh, you'll need it when the apocalypse
comes. You'll need them later. You'll figure it out.
Underwear for a lady's time
they're
of the
not,
month.
Yeah,
not from 18, not from the 1800s.
Not, they're not sponsoring y'all shows.
Right,
you don't have listeners that might
Spanx
want it.
I have Spanx. I have a Spanx t-shirt. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you wearing it?
Not right now.
Oh, wait. No. It's called Thinks. Not Spanx.
Thinks. Spanx is a different thing.
One is more binding.
So I just revealed that for no reason.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, so it's Tom Hanks versus chickenpox. This is going to be a good one. Keep those team names at the ready, because they will be your buzz-in words as we sally forth. Let's start the show with a little round we are calling Meetup Sweet Meetup. This is our annual Max Fun Drive episode, so many of our rounds today will highlight the experiences of being a Max Fun listener and supporting all the great shows we have on our network. And, of course, one of the annual ways that our listeners connect, not just with the shows on the network, but with each other and us, is the Max Fun Meetup Day. But as anyone who loves podcasts knows, very large groups of people meeting in a specific space can be very intimidating. It can also be a little bit deadly right now.
Just a wee bit deadly.
It's gonna be like dancing.
For today's round, we're going to have our teams of comedians give advice on how to navigate the troubled waters of group meetups. We'll give a list of concerns and anxieties that the actual audience members of our show have said they have faced. And when one of the teams has a strong opinion, they will chime in with a suggestion. Buzz in words, Tom Hanks and chicken pox. I love this. Then the other team will have to come in with an opposing viewpoint or an alternate idea. I will reward points to the team that I think provides the best suggestions, really kills it. It'll be like a sport now that we don't have any sports for the next few months. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Here are some actual dilemmas. I've never been to a meetup before, and I'm worried everyone there will know each other already, and I won't know anyone.
Tom Hanks.
Yes?
This is not a problem because no one's ever been there before, and everybody's a listener.
Do you know that for sure?
Yeah, for the most part. Okay. Everybody, like when we've done like One Bad Mother shows and stuff, people come out. They usually are literally meeting for the first time there, and then like a herd of buffalo, like if you're kind of out here, they just like circle and pick you up. Uh-huh. And like anytime there are meetups or like live shows, people are so nice to each other. The Max Fun listeners are so fucking nice.
Okay, Max Fun listeners are nice.
Yeah.
What's the opposing viewpoint?
Chicken box.
Well, here's what I think. Chicken pox.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't use this as an opportunity to make friends.
Mm-mm.
That's what a weak person would do.
Oh. Mm.
Use this as an opportunity to pick pockets.
Uh-huh.
These unsuspecting people will be meeting up, talking about shared interests. Their guards will be down.
They've got cash.
Mm-hmm. Lots of it.
They've absolutely. These are people with disposable income.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you sidle up to them with a question. You know, what's your favorite Max Fun show? Who's your favorite Doctor Who? Do you like Husker Du or Bob Mould solo material better?
What graphic design software do you use?
Yeah.
Just ask them questions that you know will get a response that they will want to talk about. And while they're running their mouth about David Tennant or what have you,
it's such a fun, harmless crime.
It's a fun crime.
It's a little treat.
Max Fun listeners.
And you know what? But he's given good advice. Point to you. Point to you, Chicken Horse. Here's another dilemma. Should I dress up either in nice fancy clothes or even cosplay?
Chicken pox.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, chicken pox.
Always dress up. And then make everyone feel like they messed up for not dressing up.
Okay, yeah. That's fun.
Where are your opera gloves, madame?
Exactly. Overdo it so that everyone else looks.
And like make it so your monocle comes out and goes boing.
Exactly.
Right into your key.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, heavens. Make the point for casual dress,
Tom Hanks.
Team Tom Hanks.
Well, casual, I'm going with cosplay, but go ahead.
I'm going with all of the fine T-shaped shirts that you can get at maxfunstore.com.
Exactly.
Show everyone what your favorite podcast is, or the Go Fact Yourself shirt.
Interesting.
Use it as a conversation starter.
Yeah, you can drink out of a casual. One Bad Mother mug while you're hanging out.
Yeah. Merch. Lean into the merch. Merch into the universe.
Yes,
merch,
or dress up forward. Like a McElroy.
Interesting. You know what? It's chicken pox again.
Oh, balls.
Thank chicken pox. Thank you.
Point to chicken pox.
We're playing too nice.
If there's a group at a table that I want to join, how should I introduce myself?
Tom Hanks!
Whoa!
All right, I'm going to just take a page from their book. You just walk up and like shove the weakest one out of the way.
The weakest one?
Yeah.
Find the person who's using their inhaler.
Or silverware. And then you just sit down and you're like, I have lots of opinions. Let's get ready. And like make sure you're touching faces. Yeah? Is this... This is it, right?
Also, name tags.
Name tags.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm going to add that.
And name tags. Yeah.
Biz decided she wanted to start playing mean, and she got real into it.
Right away. I have kids who are about to be home with me for over a month.
Oh,
and
time
it's
to
not
get
a
mean.
Holiday.
Jesus Lord. Chicken pox, what you got?
Chicken pox. So, I mean, you're taking the position that that you should be as aggressive as possible. Mm-hmm. Kind of an alpha.
Yes, alpha.
The person that we've painted that is at this con is in fancy garb and pickpocketing the whole time.
True. All right. An artful dodger.
Yes. So I think that might draw a bit too much attention.
Mm. Yeah, you're going to want to be stealthy.
You're going to want to be stealthy, and you're going to want to approach maybe drop a flower.
Yes.
And say, oh,
is that
yours?
Is that code for poop?
Oh, well, it sure belongs to you.
What is that code for?
These are just classic ways to meet manners.
Strategies.
Is that your orchid, m'lady? And the next thing you know, you've struck up a conversation. Maybe you got a friend for life.
Mm-hmm. Back pocket full of flowers like Morrissey.
Exactly.
What should I do if
point,
I'm talking
point,
to...
Point.
Oh, I'm sorry. The point goes to Biz.
We're in it.
Specifically Biz.
What the?
What? All right.
Name tags.
Okay, we can't actually touch. Go ahead.
No, of course not. What should I do if I'm talking to a creator I like, but I assume they probably hate me?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
I'm... okay, so we put a lot of work into the show. We do our show, Go Fact Yourself, for a live audience in Los Angeles. So nobody here cares or would ever talk to you or say anything complimentary. When we've done our show on the road and people come up to us after the show, we're amazed. And we're so happy that, like, we actually have fans and people who come from a distance to come see our show. No, this is totally what keeps us going. I know it's not maybe the funniest answer, but it's totally real. Like, I definitely want to, you definitely do not have to be afraid of me. Helen Hong, be cautious, but you definitely do not have to be afraid, and I'm absolutely thrilled. It makes my day to hear that you listen to the show and or enjoy it.
Team Chickenpox, it falls to you.
So yeah, so we're taking the opposite position here, and I think if you're at a con and you know you see a creator that you like, if you see a celebrity that you know, and obviously you want to talk to them, but I would say that you must treat them with the appropriate amount of respect. Approach them like you would, you know, the leader of a group of apes. So make yourself appear small.
Present your ass.
Present your bulbous red ass. If your ass is not already red and bulbous, do something about that before you
pick
leave.
Pick mitts out of their hair.
Please come prepared.
So as a creator myself, and I consider myself a content creator, and that's a calling of the highest order. As you know, content is king.
Points to Chickenpox on that one. Bulbous asses. Chickenpox has 3. Tom Hanks has 2.
Anybody's game.
My goodness, it's close. Now it's time for a round we call competitive anecdotes, just like normal conversation, except there's a winner. This month, it is the Max Fun Drive when we, Maximum Fun, ask you, our adoring fans, to join us. Maximum Fun is obviously a club everyone would like to be a part of, but in this round, we want your anecdotes about a time you joined a group and things maybe didn't go that well. Perhaps a clique at high school who turned out to be amateur bomb makers. Maybe a book club that turned out to only want to read the first book of the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy over and over and wouldn't accept criticism. If you narrowly escape the clutches of an honest-to-God death cult, you get bonus points. Hit me with the time you nearly drank the Kool-Aid. Yeah.
There have been so many close calls. I'm really trying to narrow it down. There's... You know, as a parent who is involved with schools, you know, the PTA seems like one thing. But, you know, you start, like, circling up with parents, it can get weird before you know it. And you don't want to suddenly be in a conversation with anti-vaxxers, which actually happened to me just the other day where I was like, we were talking about the virus and she was like, you know, well, something about vaccines not helping. That I was like... Wait a second. Are you saying that vaccines actually hurt people more than help? And she's like, yes. And I said, should we finish talking about game night? And I was just like, this is interesting. I also went to a Christian summer camp, so that was very borderline across the board.
Yeah. What did you learn?
I learned that if I had a little bitty box to put my devil in, I'd take him out and bash his head and put him back again. If I had a little bitty box to put my Jesus in, I'd take him out and put him back again.
Hey!
Faster! That is just like one of the many songs.
Bash the devil's head in?
Yes, you would bash the devil. Wouldn't you bash the devil's head in? Ghost stories
then
are called
put it back
angel
in the box
stories.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a Christian thing. Anyone else?
Chicken pox. So when in my younger days, I was, you might not know this from looking at me, but I was a bit of a punk rocker.
Ooh.
I was a bit of a punk rocker. Hated the system. Hated the system. Hated the man.
Did you rage against that machine?
A system that has only benefited me. I hated it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I would get out there. I would go to the shows. And I dare I say I would fuck shit up. Out in the pit. Anyway, in adulthood, those feelings have waned. It's kind of a nice, just kind of a pleasant, neutral, RE the system. But I saw a favorite band from high school was coming around. So I called up some buddies who were around my age and who had my similar musical interests. We were out there. We were seeing Good Riddance. Santa Cruz's own hardcore legends, Good Riddance. they were wailing. They sounded so good. These guys haven't missed a beat, Dave.
Yeah.
Good Riddance still sounds great. Still making angry, hardcore music. And we're like, hey, there's a great little circle pit going. let's get in there and let's fuck shit up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got out there. Mm-mm. I had to stop 30 seconds into a 90-second song. I couldn't do it. I had to get out and I had to go lean on the bar for the rest of the time. And I was exhausted from 30 seconds of moshing.
Sure.
Yeah.
And now,
you're old.
When I go to shows, when the people ask me how it was, I'm like, it was a good length. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it when people do encores because it's too late.
No. Is there a place where you can sit?
Yeah. You love a seat.
You want a seat.
Love a seat. Wow. Yeah. Love a reasonable drink price.
Yeah.
Wow. Dave.
Yeah.
I'm no longer punk rock. I'm sorry. Sorry.
You're not a mosher.
No.
Wow.
Couldn't do it.
Anyone else?
Yeah. Mine is also church camp.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
However, the thing that I remember doesn't have anything to do with the religious aspect, but rather every year at the end, I think I went 2 years in a row, they did a big, like, kind of a gong show, talent show type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But during one of them, they thought it would be very funny to be doing the gallon challenge, which is where you drink a whole gallon of milk on the stage to the side.
Okay.
Made popular by Jackass.
Yes, sure. Yes.
Ah, this is a generational thing.
Yeah, yes. apparently the body does not accept that much lactic acid.
No, I can imagine.
Or anything, really. But
doesn't sound very Christian.
You shouldn't chug a gallon of anything.
No.
Wait a minute. Otherwise. What about vodka?
Okay.
That's also Christian camp.
Honestly. But so this gong show was just three boys in the back puking milk in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry I'm going to tell the story. It's very horrifying. But at one point, one guy's talent was to swallow raw eggs.
Uh-huh.
He panicked, thought he was going to get salmonella, tried to make himself vomit.
Wow.
This is all on stage?
This is all on stage. And this goes crazy. Yeah. So he couldn't vomit.
Lardess.
Takes some of the milk vomit. Brings it up to his mouth and then pukes everywhere.
No way.
Kids make great decisions, guys.
Wow. I know.
And he won.
I guess if that's what you were going for. So I didn't go back after that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Did you spot the moment where I just dissociated?
Yeah. Dave, where did you go?
It was when he said chair. You wanted to sit at a guy. That was where you left. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
No, it's okay. I love it. But I love a good puke story.
Yeah. It's not okay.
It was the prompt.
I can tell you, you will receive no points.
I know.
Christians are cool, man. We can still
We're
just because
awesome.
We're Christian doesn't mean we're
lame.
We can still have
Jake
fun.
Heath, what you got?
Mine is not as exciting as these. I will speak up though. not for the Jewish camp, but for a Jewish experience, which is that I once went to a Jewish singles mixer. I am culturally Jewish, but not religious at all. But my friend said, "Oh, you should go. It's really easy to meet people. You already have something in common, and you know, and all that." So we went to this thing. It was held in a self storage space.
Oh my god!
Drinking a gallon of milk.
Yeah, no. It was like the kind of space like you would house like your helicopter, not like you know, you moved out, you got kicked out of your apartment or something like that. But it definitely had a big rolling
stuff after he gets divorced.
Bodies are.
Yeah,
right,
but it definitely had all the charm you would expect from a self storage space.
How about a restaurant?
Yeah.
What about a restaurant?
No,
why did they not consider it?
I'm guessing this might have been a better bargain.
Okay.
And I don't want to stereotype, but this might have been a better
value.
Yeah. No, I'm sure like someone's dad or uncle owned the storage facility or whatever it was. Yeah, it was pretty low rent.
Were you guys how old were you when this happened?
I believe I was in my 20s at this time. So it was before you kids with your swipies and your .coms and all that.
Sure, swipies and
.coms.
Jake Heath is with it.
You had to go out and meet people in real life. And as soon as the ladies found out that I was not a lawyer and was not wearing a yarmulke or kippah, I had to spend the rest of the time sitting at a folding table eating pretzels and waiting for my friend who I went with, who is a lawyer, to complete his little black book of numbers.
You should have been pickpocketing that entire time.
There you go.
I'm glad you got that point.
Yes.
If you're not.
All right. 5 points go to pro-vaxxer Biz Ellis. And the scores after that round are as follows. Tom Hanks with 7 points. Chicken Pox with 3.
Shit.
We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with more Troubled Waters.
Hi, I'm Biz.
And I'm Teresa.
And we host One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting.
Whether you are a parent or just know kids exist in the world, join us each week as we honestly share what it's like to be a parent.
These are really hard questions.
They are really hard questions.
I don't have any answers for them.
I don't either.
Sack of garbage.
No.
Ah! The end of the show will just be 5 minutes of Biz and Teresa crying and screaming until the outro is played. So join us each week as we judge less, laugh more, and remind you that you are doing a great job.
Find us on MaximumFun.org, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back to Troubled Waters. I am your host, Dave Holmes, with us playing for the idea that chickenpox is rad, Jordan Morris and Alexis Preston. With us playing for some sort of ill-defined idea about Tom or Chet Hanks.
A general idea of Tom Hanks and his surprisingly fuckable family.
Yeah.
J. Keith Van Stratton and Biz Ellis.
Colin
Hanks
ain't bad either.
Our next round is called Fun Raising. What'd you say?
Colin Hanks, not bad either, right?
No, he's great.
Yeah. Okay.
He's great. I don't think there's any argument against Colin.
Deeply embarrassed by his brother.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think I was asking about fuckability.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's all right.
He's what I call pajamas.
Which means?
Like Chet Hayes, I want
to just.
To.
Yeah.
Destroy. And also be destroyed by.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Colin Hanks, I want to be in pajama bottoms with. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Sure.
They're equal. They're of
both
equal
are
weight.
Nice.
They're both crushes.
How
they're
are you not donating to Max Fun?
Content doesn't pay for itself.
That's right. Here's a roundabout telethons. Mm. Telethons usually raise money for charity, but it's worth making sure you know that the comic and informative podcasters you love receive no state funding. That's right. The government uses the money you provide them through taxes on your hard-earned income to fund endless wars, but no streamable or downloadable audio entertainment content. Can you fucking believe that? Mm.
Yes.
That's true. First question is to Jordan
Thanks,
Morris.
Obama.
The first ever telethon was hosted by Milton Berle to raise money for the Damon Runyon Cancer Research Foundation. What year did it take place, and what was the first name of the 17th century poet who shared Burl's first name, but as a last name?
Okay. 17th century poet, John Milton.
Sure.
And the year? Gosh, yes. Milton, when was Milton Berle famous? I think of 1955.
Oh, you're very close, 1949. Oh, but you do get a half a point for John.
No, thanks.
Oh, my God, I hope somebody asks me about kids' shows. Go ahead.
Who's your favorite member of the Paw Patrol?
Jordan,
done.
You do have a chance for a bonus point.
Okay.
The true test of a telethon host is the ability to segue seamlessly from fun, whimsical content to a serious bit about something sad that they're raising money for. So please read this sentence in your best frivolous and then serious telethon presenter voice. It'll be brought in by producer Christian. At this time.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? Give it up for the South Dakota cartwheeling ventriloquists with their version of Lizzo's juice. Sadly, three kittens die each day because their paws rot off.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you.
I think you leaned in too hard on both. I really do. Yeah, you get a point. Sure.
Okay. I don't do anything halfway, Dave.
That's clear. This question number two is for Biz Ellis. How many annual charity telethons does Canada have, and how many leaves are there on the Canadian flag?
Hmm. Okay, I know a lot about nothing about Canada. I'm going to say that with the flag, though, one.
Yes.
And I'm going to say for the telethons, two.
Zero telethons.
Because I was like, does anybody ever do telethons? Do I get? Okay.
There you go. For another bonus point, another segue, I want you to deliver in your best telethon presentress voice.
That was amazing. That was hands down the funniest pig dressed like a human I have ever seen. Now, dozens of human rights lawyers are dying right now, and you do nothing.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
Struthers-esque.
Some of us have a gift. Yeah, thank you. It's Uta Hagen.
Yeah.
I go Uta Hagen. Mm-hmm.
3 points to you.
Yeah.
Now over to Keith Jan Stratton is what I just called
him. I've heard worse.
J. Keith Van Stratton.
Yes, sir.
Pudsey is the mascot for British charity telethon Children in Need. Mm-hmm. Pudsey is A, a bear with a spotty bandage over one eye. B, a child pirate missing a leg. C, a dog with a limp. Or D, a dog with what is either a broken arm or a broken foreleg. He walks on his hind legs, so we don't really know for sure.
Tell me again, what was the charity is for?
Bear,
the children?
Children in Need.
Children
That's
in
That's the part that needed clarification. That's interesting.
It's a very generic charity.
It's gonna be one. So wait, one of the dogs has a bandage thing, and what's the other dog have?
Bear with a bandage over an eye,
right.
Child pirate missing a leg, dog with a limp, dog with a broken arm.
I'm going to go with dog with a broken arm.
Incorrect. It is a bear.
For a
bonus point, here is your segue.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. A huge round of applause for Kevin Cipollata and his sausage karaoke. There's an unknown man in Kansas City who's just going around stabbing dogs in the eyes with a ballpoint pen.
So you made that sound fun.
Yeah.
No points for you, sorry.
I can't wait to meet this dog.
I know. Yeah.
Is the dog here?
Yeah. I realized I didn't have to do that as a cold reading. I actually could have read it. But
you
I wanted to show it off.
Okay.
I wanted to show off.
Alexis Preston, final question is for you. The 1993 episode Murder at the Telethon is an episode of which well-loved TV show? A, Murder, She Wrote. B, Diagnosis Murder. C, Larry King Live. Or D, The Golden Girls.
Oh. Why could I have not gotten this question?
Well.
I hope it's Golden Girls.
Incorrect. It was Diagnosis Murder.
I kind of wanted it to be Golden Girls, too. I understand. I understand answering aspirationally.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think it is, but like.
Wouldn't that be great?
all right. Alexis, your segue, please.
Yes. Those acrobats are as amazing as they are sexy as they are cool. If we do nothing, 50% of owls will die. First, the beaks will drop off, then the rest.
Wow. You really took me there. A point to you. A point to you. At the end of that round, let's recap our scores and see who's winning. Is it Tom Hanks or is it chicken pox? Producer Christian is doing the thing. Tom Hanks has 10.5. Chicken pox has 5.5.
Thanks.
Now it's time for a game we are calling the Soundtrack of Women's History. This episode drops in the Max Fun Drive, but it's also the middle of Women's History Month. But as anyone who's ever been on the internet knows, it's hard for women to get a word in edgewise without a man interrupting her to better deliver her exact same point. Happens for gay guys, too. I swear. So many people explain my jokes to me. It's crazy. That is why, for this round, our writers have compiled a mixtape of songs by famous women that have been covered by men. We're going to play you the cover track. You buzz in to tell us who the original artist was. Then we'll ask you to name another woman, any woman at all, from history.
I'm out.
It could be someone you think our listeners might want to know about. It could just be a woman. Okay, let's hear it.
Your beauty is beyond the bell.
Chickenpox.
Chickenpox.
Oh,
that's Jolene.
Yes.
It's Dolly Parton.
Yes!
Dolly Parton
nice.
Is correct. Now
yes!
name a woman.
Oh, Nefertiti.
Nefertiti, Queen of the Nile. Number two.
Lying in my Tom Hanks.
Oh! Tom Hanks.
Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper.
That is correct.
Yes.
Name a woman.
Cyndi Lauper.
Different
okay.
woman.
Okay.
Dolly Parton.
Bella Abzug.
There you go.
Ooh,
right.
Yes.
All right, number three.
Clock strikes upon the hour and the sun begins to fade.
Oh,
there's still enough time to figure out how to chase my blue.
More challenging than I thought it was going to be.
Go faster, though.
No.
Well, I've done all right up to now, but it's the
light of day, and I don't know how.
Maybe ring in if you know.
Oh, no.
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
No, no, no. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yes!
Whitney Houston.
Yes. Name another woman.
Oh, man.
Sarah Lawrence.
Sarah Lawrence. Sure. Number four.
Dressed up.
Chicken pox.
Yes.
Nice.
Avril Lavigne.
That is correct.
Nice.
Another woman.
Dang.
Who is singing these songs?
J-Lo.
J-Lo, number five.
First, I was afraid.
Tom Hanks.
Chicken pox.
Yes.
I Will Survive.
Yes.
Gloria Gaynor.
Yes.
Gloria Gaynor is correct.
I'm going to say, let's go with Condoleezza Rice.
Ooh.
Oh, sure. Okay. Number six.
There's a fire starting in my heart.
Oh, chicken pox.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
I did hear pox more clearly first.
That was Fire by Beth Ditto?
No.
Is it not?
Not at all.
Hanks.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a girl.
You're right. Sorry.
Adele. It's Adele rolling in the deep.
Yes.
Woman.
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama. Yeah.
Good and everything.
Number
it really
seven.
Cleanses the Condoleezza Rice out of my mouth.
Oh, baby, baby.
I said Jordan. Jordan, call on him.
Britney Spears.
Correct.
Yeah.
Any woman?
Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
Sure. Oh, wow. Shots fired.
She's very tiny.
At the end of that round, the scores are 20.5 for Tom Hanks, 9.5 for Chicken Pox. I was probably supposed to name who those men were, but you know what? I didn't.
Not
enough attention. Fuck them. Okay, we'll be right back with more
They're
Troubled
canceled.
Waters.
Hi, I'm Renee Colbert.
I'm Alexis Preston.
And we're the hosts of the smash hit podcast, Can I Pet Your Dog? Now, Alexis.
Yes.
We got big news.
Uh-oh.
Since last we did a promo, our dogs have become famous.
World famous.
World, like...
stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Second big news.
Mm-hmm.
The reviews are in.
Mm-hmm.
Take yourself to Apple Podcasts. You know what you're going to hear? We're happy.
It's true.
We're a delight, a great distraction from the world.
I like that part a lot.
So if that's what you guys are looking for, you got to check out our show. But what else can they expect?
We've got dog tech, dog news, celebrities with their dogs, all dog things.
All the dog things. So if that interests you, well, get yourself on over to Maximum Fun every Tuesday.
Welcome back to Troubled Waters. I'm your host, Dave Holmes. With us playing for Chickenpox, Jordan Morris and Alexis Preston. With us playing for the Hanks family, J. Keith Van Stratton and Biz Ellis. Now it's time for a game we are calling Max Fun Con Westworld. We're nearing the end of our annual Max Fun Drive, so we also have the joys of Max Fun Con to look forward to for those who can make the annual pilgrimage. But of course, with HBO's Westworld returning this month, we thought, what if the annual gathering of the Funnelos was even more immersive than it already is? So for this round, we have asked our teams to imagine a Westworld-style resort themed around a Max Fun show of their choice. It can be their own show. It could be another show that they want to show some love to during this time of synergy and giving and showing. If you've never seen Westworld and you don't know what happens on it, I have seen it and I don't know what happens on it. Just tell us things like what kind of realistic robots the guests will encounter,
sure.
What kind of plot lines, what kind of times in history there'll be, how can guests show their cruelest and most hedonistic sides. Team Chickenpox, because you're a little bit behind, I'm going to have you pitch me your Max Fun World concept first.
Yeah, we talked about,
I like the hybrid we've come up with, actually.
Yeah, here's what we I think we were talking
yes.
about. Tell me if this wasn't what we were talking about.
Let's find out.
So, we all know and love the role-playing adventure, The Adventure Zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a role-playing show that takes place in a fantasy world.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think people are looking for something maybe a little more...
Exciting.
Something a little more...
Raunchy.
Mm-hmm. So that's why our immersive experience is called... The Adventure Bone. It is an adults-only escape.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And it is an escape.
It's an escape.
It's an escape room.
Exactly. First and foremost, it is an adults-only escape room set in a Tolkienian fantasy world.
Yes. So choose your own adventure with a wink.
Right.
With an X.
Mm-hmm. Adventure.
Yes. I think in this escape room, you know, you can be... whatever you want to. Do you feel like inside you is a minotaur? Do you feel like inside you is an elven prince?
And do you feel inside you an elven prince?
Do you feel an elven prince inside you?
Dang.
Then now's the time. So you have to solve a series of sexual puzzles.
Sex puzzles. I love
Aren't
sex
they
puzzles.
All uh-huh. sex puzzles?
I think, honestly.
No, they're not.
I bet. A lot, because I'm baffled by Chet Hanks's tattoos.
Yes.
I bet if you bend him in a certain way, it's like a man.
It's like a man.
It's a what?
Me worry? I resent my parents.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have interrupted.
No, I think this is good. I mean, I think this just adds to the, you know, this is great brainstorming. No bad ideas in brainstorming.
Okay,
but there are a couple of bad ideas.
There
That's
are some
okay.
bad ideas.
Because I'm affiliated with Adventure Bone, it is dog friendly. So you have a room full of bones.
And so, you know, and I think pet owners, we all know what it's like when the pet comes in and watches when you're
Don't love it.
Mm-mm.
Don't love it.
So we've got a special.
But I mean, I just think pet owners will be, need to be comfortable. Yeah. You need to be comfortable to perform.
Exactly.
So if you want to bring your
pets. Yeah, you don't have to worry if they're missing you or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it this is basically just to sum up what we're saying. Yeah. It is a fantasy themed sexual escape room where your dog can watch you fuck.
Great. 38 points to you for that one.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Jakey Lord.
And Biz, what you got for us?
Okay, so just to focus on my own show, we were thinking about a one-bed motherland where everyone gets to go out for milk. Mm-hmm. Because on our show, we have a running joke of, I'm going to go out for milk mm-hmm. and never come back.
Right.
And so there, it's things like, well, obviously there's lots of bathrooms. If you need to hide in one, that's available for you.
With wine.
With wine. Right. Oh, yeah. Just
you have a nice
blowing.
A bottle opener in the bathroom in case you forget
it's
to bring in your
all
own.
All there, right? But also, like, you don't want to, we're not, like, hating on being parents at this place. A real fantasy would be to be able to gather with your friends and talk, see your children sort of off. Like, just not within arm's reach.
Being cared
reach.
For by their grandparents.
Yes, well, that's like a special area. There's a
uncles,
whole,
aunts.
Yeah, grandparents. Yes. Yeah, the grandparents listen yeah. to what your rules are, so they're not like, don't listen to your parents, uh-huh. you know, and get daddy a cigarette. They're like, you just get to enjoy your children, but also be a self.
Mm-hmm. This is the opposite of our land.
Yeah, it is quite sure. literally
it's
the opposite.
The yin to the yang.
However, there is a definitely an area called, yeah, we'd love to take your kids. And that's where grandparents or relatives or friends would love, no matter how many kids you have, take them for a weekend so that you and your partner
can
or if
go
you are
see
unpartnered,
Vin Diesel's Bloodshot.
So you or your partner or maybe you're single and you're looking for someone would maybe go visit Adventure Bone Land
sure.
if you needed to. And yeah.
There's also a mod for people like me where you can go and experience it but not have to be aware that there are children around or hear people talk about their children.
Right.
Like
That's
like
That's like the it's like a special room. That's like next level. That's like the VIP room.
It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to.
Everything is clean.
Level.
Yeah.
You don't step on any Legos.
No, there's no Legos.
Yeah.
No, everybody's showing you pictures of cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not that thing where it's like
nothing sticky.
There's where there's like one child like staring at an iPad with big headphones.
Oh,
like,
which
should I try to entertain this
kid?
Kind
of sad with that.
No,
yeah.
Is he watching a racist YouTuber? I don't know.
Yeah.
And
stop
you
him.
Don't care. You don't care.
And yet still there's a full sugared cereal bar.
Yes.
Oh, that's
okay.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. 33 points to you.
Okay.
All right.
Solid.
Woo!
Solid. Wow. It now falls to our producer. Christian Duenas.
Woo!
Tom Hanks has 53.5%. Chickenpox has 47 or maybe 9.5. I can't really tell.
What a heartbreaker.
All I know is Tom Hanks won.
Yay!
Hanks family won.
I believe this is my first victory on this show.
Yeah. Rita.
And boy, it means a lot.
Yo,
whatever
Rita.
The ex-wife was.
Let's not forget the divine. Let's not forget the divine Miss Rita Wilson.
She's got the virus, too.
I think there's another kid.
There are four children
There are four children.
Yes, there are four. Because I looked that up today because I saw that video and I was like, Tom Hanks has other kids?
Yeah.
So that the answer is yes.
The point is we won.
Yeah. We won. Yeah.
Do you know how I think about that?
What?
Massive!
All
right.
Bogota!
So congratulations. You are now our newest pundits emeritee.
Yeah.
Sure.
Woo!
Ooh,
so
yes.
What's an opinion that is now 100% fact?
Oh, hoarding toilet paper is okay.
Okay, sure.
Cats are better than dogs.
Oh
my
God. That's a good one.
I disagree with both of these things. It's a shame they're both
all right.
You're
mentioned.
All right, it's time for plugs. Let us know what you're working on, and then to offset the ego karma, something someone else did that you want the world to know about. We'll start with you, Biz.
Okay, One Bad Mother every week, new show. And then things that I want to support, I will always support my co-host, Teresa, and her children's book that came out recently, It Feels Good to Be Yourself, which is absolutely the most helpful book if you are trying to explain to yourself or to children in your life, all about gender differences.
Uh-huh.
And it is a gift, that book. And
cool.
All the proceeds go to gender spectrums. So,
thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. Jakey.
I host Go Fact Yourself here on the Maximum Fun Network. We usually have shows live in LA that you can attend. Check our website and find out if we still do.
Yeah.
But you can definitely listen to them at Maximum Fun or wherever you get podcasts. And I want to promote my friend Christina Wong, who's been on this show with me before, who's got a wonderful performance art solo show called Christina Wong for Public Office that I got to see the premiere of. And it's outstanding. She'll hopefully, again, when things get back to normal, we'll be out touring it. And I highly suggest that you recommend it. Christina Wong.
Great. Alexis?
Well, Can I Pet Your Dog here on Maximum Fun.
Yep.
I also produce a podcast called Hollow Public Radio, so check that out.
Great.
And my friend, Michael Dean, is coming out with a graphic novel. It is called Mariner, An Ancient Rhyme, so check that out. It should be out soon. I don't know. I'll post about it. Follow me.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Alexis.
Yeah. Jordan Morris, that's me. I host. I'm just saying my name more.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's been said enough.
That's so punk.
Are you buzzing in again?
Thank you.
Yes.
Huh?
Are you buzzing in?
Yeah, Jordan,
it's over.
Number one for me, Jordan.
Hashtag chicken pox.
Jordan. Jesse Go is the name of the podcast that I do on the Maximum Fun Network. It's a weekly goof around, a lot like this, but without the
questions,
format, and comedy writing. That comes out every week on Maximum Fun. You know what? I'll do a punk rock recommendation. There's a group of young kids out of New Orleans. They're called Pears, like the fruit, plural. Pears. They got a new album. Oh gosh, it's good. If you've been listening to punk rock since you were a kid, they kind of take everything from the 70s to now, and they mash it up.
Ooh.
All the
like
songs.
Like Jack FM.
Yeah, just like Jack FM.
They play what they
want. They play what they want.
Oh,
no rules, baby.
Yeah.
It is a really fascinating trip through the world of heavy music in a song that is like 70 seconds long. I'm really loving it.
Which is too long. Great. Which is 40 seconds,
40
too,
seconds
long
too long
for
me to mosh.
For Jordan Mosh.
For me to mosh.
Well, there you go. I am Dave Holmes. I'm on Twitter at Dave Holmes. I'll plug all of my shit there. I would also like to recommend some music. There is a young band called Beach Bunny that I am really enjoying. They are Riot Girl-ish. They put me in mind of the early 90s indie rock that I love so well. Beach Bunny, they have a new album out. What's it called? I just pulled it up on my phone for this reason. It's called Honeymoon. Listen to it. All right. Jordan Morris, J. Keith Van Stratton, Biz Ellis, Alexis Preston, thank you for playing Troubled Waters. You there with the AirPods, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Troubled Waters. Bye. You've been listening to Troubled Waters with me, Dave Holmes, playing We're Jordan Morris.
Yeah!
J. Keith Van Stratton.
Also, yeah!
Biz Ellis.
Woo!
Alexis Preston.
Hi!
Our theme music is USA versus White Noise by Ladytron. They're screaming too, but they're far away, so you can't hear them. The script was written by Riley Silverman and John Luke Roberts. Our producers are Christian Duenas.
Yay!
Woo!
And Laura Swisher.
Yeah.
And we want you to stay healthy, so be home and chill out and work from home and distance
wash
yourself socially.
Listen
and
to
wash
podcasts.
Your hands a million times a day.
Yes,
and
all
listen
the podcasts.
To podcasts and seriously do it in good health because we love you.
Bye. Yeah.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.